This is the 5th annual Pumpkin Trail. Now, it says Pumpkin Trail. That's what they said, but somebody down at the city can't spell.
What?
It's Pumpkin. P-U-N-K-I-N apostrophe. Hmm. Pumpkin.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Nancy Neal from Parks and Rec. How are you, Pumpkin?
I'm great.
Okay. You're even wearing your orange shirt today.
I am ready for pumpkins.
Okay. See, now, you need to correct the underling that actually did the graphic, that did the misspell, the typo on Pumpkin.
So
it's
I need
Pumpkin.
To beat myself up. Oh, way to go.
Oh, it's her. Anyway, tell us about Pumpkin Trail, and then we're going to get into this, because we are going to have Lubbock's very first, maybe perhaps the world's first Pumpkin-thon.
Well, let me tell you about the Pumpkin Trail. It's next week. It's not very far away. It's opens a week from Thursday. It's open from the 17th through the 20th. We're very excited that it's already 5 years we've been doing this. It's amazing to me that it's just done such a connected with the community. And that's what it is. It is a community-built pumpkin trail. If they bring the pumpkins, then we will build it, and then they can come. So what we ask is that we have our folks pledge their pumpkins, their carved jack-o'-lanterns, to us, and then they bring them next Wednesday, and we will put them out on the trail, and we'll be ready for Thursday night.
Okay, now, here's the thing. Don't be carving your pumpkin today.
No. It's too early.
Way too early.
Because what'll happen is it'll look like you're bringing some kind of disease into the trail. Yeah. We don't want to contaminate. You know, one bad pumpkin can ruin the whole bunch.
Now, this would be fun for civic groups or church groups to get involved in. I know Girl Scouts is involved.
Girl Scouts has been involved. Every year they do a huge display, and we are always so happy to have them out on our trail. But yes, we have families that do it. They pledge one mm-hmm. pumpkin. They pledge two pumpkins. We have groups. If you pledge 10 or more, then you get a little small cardstock size sign on the trail with your name or your family name or your business name on it, whatever you want.
Oh, well, that's kind of nice. And for how many?
For 10 pumpkins.
For 10.
If you pledge 10 pumpkins, then we'll have that sign ready when you bring them out.
I think I would like to throw down the glove for our listeners right now. It just, you know, if you want to be part of our deal, Collins and Mac, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to have some sort of presence out there on the pumpkin trail this year.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to go get a pumpkin and bring it up to the station, then just bring it up here, 4413 82nd Street, third floor, bring it in. They'll go, whoa, what's that for? Just say, you know what? Give it to the morning show. We'll inform them as to what's happening. Now, yeah. Because we're running behind, we have six what?
645 pumpkins.
We only have 645 pumpkins. Our goal is 2,000. So, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. We're kicking off Pumpkin-thon 2013. It's the very first Pumpkin-thon for Lubbock Parks and Recreation.
Call in now and pledge your pumpkin.
Pledge your pumpkin. You can call us at 770-5790 and pledge your pumpkin. But let me give you the Pumpkin Central hotline number. 767-3707. 767-3707. Is that right?
3706.
All right. Let's get the correct information before we go live.
It's Hodges Community Center. They open up at 8 o'clock every morning, and they stay open through Thursday till 8 o'clock at night. So you got 12 hours to call it in. They also have an answering machine, so if you can't get through, you can leave a message. Basically, we just need your name and number of pumpkins. If you're going to do 10 or more, then you need to let us know what you'd want on your sign, you know, the Neal Family Pumpkin Group or Tom and Laura Mack.
There you go.
Hey, seriously, though, you didn't know this, but I was talking to Nancy yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be on the Pumpkin Trail this year.
Well, okay.
Let me tell you something. This last year we were talking about this, and this is a cool thing because we try and be family-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started talking about this because we thought it was a cool deal. Now, in years past, you guys have had how many people? Maybe 3,000-4,000 a night, something like that?
Right. The first year we started out with, for the three nights, we only did it three nights, 7,100. Last year, for the four nights, we had 20,000 folks come through.
Let me tell you something, Laura. and our listeners, a lot of our listeners had a part of that because we talked about this thing for, you know, close to 2.5-3 weeks mm-hmm. every day last year. So thanks, folks, for showing up and making a good showing.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give the Pumpkin Central number again.
It is 767-3706.
Call in today and pledge your pumpkin. We're going to be on the air until we get how many pumpkins? Well, actually, we go off at 8:30. So.
Yeah. But, not really our choice.
Yeah, but call in, would you? Yeah. I mean, really, please, because it's kind of a cool deal. And again, we're going to have something out there on Pumpkin Trail. So if you have a pumpkin or a gourd or something, and you'd like to donate it to the Collins and Mac thing, that we're not going to tell you what it is. All I can tell you, it'll be good. And it will be on the Pumpkin Trail. Hey, Nancy, thanks for coming in with us.
Hey,
appreciate that.
For
hopefully
me.
we can shatter the 20,000 mark.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it's always cool when you see a bunch of people come together for stuff like that.